There was a suggestion that chemotherapy benefited the younger women, the premenopausal women, which is the first time I've seen their correlation, meaning menopausal status, and a lot of speculations about why. You mentioned ovarian suppression. But the other thing that has been talked about, and again was presented as ASCO, is where clinical risk fits in. So if this lady, instead of having a 1.5 centimeter tumor, had a 3 or 3.5 centimeter tumor, how would you have approached it?
Yeah, that's a very good point. And I think that, yes, factoring in the clinical risk helps you sort of make more nuanced decisions again within this wide range of intermediate risk. And if she had a bigger tumor, highly likely that our oncologist would have been talking about ovarian suppression in addition to hormonal therapy. Again, the impact by menopausal status suggests to us that some of that impact from chemotherapy is likely the result of chemotherapy-induced amenorrhea. And so, therefore, we have data from other studies, TEXT and SOFT, et cetera, that adding OS to high clinical risk patients does improve outcomes. And so, if her tumor was 3 centimeters, Oncotype score of 18, I suspect that hormonal therapy plus ovarian suppression would have been strongly recommended.
Well, the other thing, we saw this little bit of a clinker in the younger women, but in the postmenopausal women, it seemed like there was no benefit going up to 25. Is that your take?
Absolutely. And so, again, that's wonderful news for those women. No question about avoiding chemotherapy up to 25.
And then the other thing about it is, again, when they looked at clinical risk in the postmenopausal women, my read on that was if this patient had been postmenopausal, for example, or a patient like that who had, I think their cutoff was 3 centimeters, so I don't know, 3 to 4 centimeter tumor, it still looked like they weren't benefiting from chemo. Again, was that your take?
Yes, agree.
So again, the old biology over anatomy story. This concludes our program. Special thanks to our faculty, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for Breast Cancer Update, Surgical Edition.